still got to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. Hi, y'all. It's Thursday again, and that's amazing. You can get involved by calling 888-773-7773-888-77-JESSE, J-E-S-S-E, Jesse. My biblical question for this week: the absence of darkness is light. The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean? The absence of darkness is light. The absence of good. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean? I want to know. We have every way that you can watch and support the show if you got to run around and you just can't sit and watch. You can podcast, of course, but you can listen to the show on your phone by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. 3-1. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP Talk, or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. Amazing, huh? And you know what else? It's amazing. It's Thursday. Already. Again, if you can believe that. Look like we just had a Thursday. I'm like, what the?
What the?
Amazing. It's Thursday. And because we love the Bible Thumpers, because they need a little bit more time to Bible thump, it's difficult for Bible Thumpers to communicate in a normal way, and only because they've been taught that why you ask a question or you make a statement about the Bible or whatever, you just sit and wait in your mind with another scripture and you don't respond. So because we love the Bible Thumper, every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday.
What's going on?
There's a pastor.
Be seated.
Of a Baptist church. He says he wants the Holy Ghost. He's ready to have a new congregation. Whoa! He's ready to see the Holy Ghost move.
Just like the Bible said, the Holy Ghost. Other people having too much fun. Too much fun for me. Bible Thumper Thursday. 888-7753-773. I want you to know, do what you want. But for those who want to overcome, Listen up. I want you to know when you suffer, you are wrong. When you suffer, you are wrong. When you're feeling fear, inner fear, not physical fear to take care of yourself, inner fear, depression, suicide, worry, jealousy, strife, envy, wanting to be somebody else and not yourself, shyness, any type of emotions, where you suffer, you are wrong. Christ said, it is finished. It is done. And there's no need for suffering, no need for crying, no need for worry, no need for anxiety. It is done. It's finished. He said that God is love, and in him there is no suffering, zero suffering. Where you suffer, you are wrong. Where you suffer, you are wrong. Thinking that being married, getting married, starting a family is the answer. Suffering. Thinking that if you had this or had that or didn't have this or that is the answer. You are wrong. Where you suffer, you are wrong. Christ said, it is finished. And when Christ went to the cross and he died on the cross, he had something in him that is higher than death. And so do you. But you got to take all of your pain, delusions to the cross. And when you take it all the way and you die from all of those illusions, ideas, thoughts, and feelings, you will discover there is something higher in you than death. You will discover that, and you will know what Christ knew. But you got to die. When you suffer, you are wrong. Suffering is not from God. It's not from God. It has nothing to do with God at all. It has nothing to do with God. God is love, and in him there is no suffering. You are lost. And when you're suffering all of these delusional things, it's just telling you that you are wrong. And you, if you wanted to, can walk away from suffering right now, this very minute. All you gotta do is lay down all thoughts and emotions. Stop identifying with them. Stop calling them you or even believing that they're you, and it's done. It's just an illusion. You gotta die from your illusions. Reading the Bible ain't gonna do it. Lifting up, hold a hand, and running and hooping and hollering, carrying on, ain't gonna do it. Taking on identities. I am college, what you call yourself? Charlie Kurt, you say. I'm Martin Luther King Jr., you say. I'm Malcolm X. All you're doing is taking on a false illusion. when you say, I am lonely, I need to get married, have a family, I don't want to be alone, all you're doing is taking on more delusions, illusions, false identities. You need to know, do what you want. For both of those who want to overcome, when you suffer, you are wrong. Christ is love. God is love. And in him, there is no suffering. Think about that. Think about that. There is no suffering in God. And they lie and they tell you, well, God wanted me to go through this. God wanted me to have this pain so I can learn a lesson. That's a lie. God does not want you to have pain. God is not a pain. In him, there is no pain. No more crying. No more sadness. No more lostness. No more emotions and worries and blame and envy and gossiping and trying to hurt your fellow man and yourself. You don't even have mercy on yourself. How are you going to have mercy on someone else? You don't even have mercy for yourself. You suffer. And you think you're suffering for the Lord. And you're lying and being lied to. There's something in you higher than death. And Christ knew it. When Christ came, he knew he had a plan. And he knew the world would not understand. His own mother didn't understand. The people who followed him didn't understand. They listened to him for a while, and they went around with him, and they heard his talks. And they're like, wow, this is a smart man. This is a wise man. This is our king. And when the king, when Judas sold the king out, and the king had to go to the cross, they couldn't believe you're killing our king. You're killing the man that brought us wisdom. Wise saying. And when they saw him on the cross, they cried. They were afraid. They were like little children. Adults were like little children. They were afraid. Christ understood that. But he knew that once he sacrificed the delusions of oneself, he would come back and you would understand the spiritual aspect of what was going on, that there was something greater in him. He had a plan. And there are some people mad at the Jews for killing Jesus. You better be glad it went through. He went through with his plan, because when he died, he made it possible that all who will receive it will have eternal life. He has something greater than death in him, and so it is in you. But you got to stop suffering. When someone says something about you, you're like, ugh. Or you have a little thought about something you did in the past, and you, ugh. How did I do that in the past, you say? When you suffer, you are wrong. You can be free right now if you want to. It's up to you. Living your hell of your delusional imagination, the death of the ego is what you must got, the illusion. All you're doing, the only thing that Christ died from was illusions, delusions. And that's what you got to do. And you can do it if you want it. But you must be willing to die from thoughts and emotions. Your delusion, it's just a delusion, it's an illusion. It's not even real. Think about that. Christ died from that so that you can have life. And some of you think that Christ is so above you, you can never understand Christ. No, you can't be like Christ. You can know what Christ knows if you're willing to lay down your false life. That's all he did. He laid down a false life. The ego nature. Amazing, huh? It's up to you. You can go to these preachers that tell you that you got to suffer. Christ wants you. God wants you to suffer. God wants you to suffer so you can learn a lesson. It's all lies. They lied on God. In him, there is no suffering. This is hell on earth. Earth is not heaven, and man is not God. Example of hell on earth. According to NBC News, some of you may have heard about this story already. A 29-year-old, 29, think about that. 29 years old, he should be enjoying life. And if this is true, he's in hell. He's living in a delusion. Thinking that it's real. NBC News, a 29-year-old former Uber driver was arrested and charged in connection with the Palisades fire in January, one of the most devastating wildfires in Los Angeles history. Watch this from KTLA 5.
They found the arsonist, and we'll look at the investigation, what backed up this indictment, and then we'll look at the facts and judge on the basis of those facts.
Governor Gavin Newsom in L.A., the same day the arrest of Jonathan Rindernecht was announced, the man accused of starting the flames that grew into the Palisades fire.
To have a little bit of closure. That said, it's cold comfort for those who lost their homes and are coming through the recovery.
L.A. City Councilwoman Tracy Park in the Palisades Wednesday.
The charges against the perpetrator demonstrate that it was a calculated, malicious act that unleashed death and destruction on innocent people. And while an arrest has finally been made, there is no justice equal to the pain that this community has endured.
29 years old, if it's true. I don't even know if it's true, but they say. And then the government pretend like Newsom and that female just now, they pretend they're so hurt they care. It doesn't take away the fact that they had no water to put the fire out with, according to a report. They had not been burning, seasonal burning of the grass and the weeds. And the bushes around. It's not letting them off the hook. But I want you to know, the same delusion that caused or encourages boy to do this, if he did it, because you never know with the media today, it's the same delusional spirit that makes you feel lonely. That makes you feel like you need power. That makes you feel like you want to control others. That makes you feel like you need to be married. You need a family to be happy. You don't want to die alone in old age. The same spirit. It's no different. And so it's up to you. You can live in your misery, or you could be free. And these hypocritical, power-hungry, power-grabbing, perceived power, by the way, politicians coming in now acting all sad, there are still questions remaining about the fire response. Watch this from KTLA.
While the arrest is long-awaited news, questions remain about the fire response.
I'm never satisfied. I mean, we want to make sure that we are able to prevent anything like this from happening again. And we always have to look at ourselves and examine what we could have done better.
And this afternoon, just a little while ago, actually, the L.A. Fire Department released their after-action report related to the Palisades fire. The 70-page report highlights some of the challenges crews faced, including, I'm going to name some of them for you, crew fatigue, the lack of resources for the type of red flag weather the region was experiencing at that time, the delay in communicating evacuation orders, which then led to last-minute evacuations, which those routes clogged up traffic that blocked roads for, that crews were using to get to the fire. That was a big challenge. You may remember some of those images.
Amazing. Karen Bass should not be not only mayor of Los Angeles, she should not be mayor of Adult Pound. She is empty-headed. She has no clue. Zero clue what she's doing. Zero. I've debated her before. She has no clue. Well, because she's black and female, you keep voting for these people, you get what you deserve. The people get the government that they deserve. And over again, you vote for these people, the Democrats, to run California. This is what you got to get. And it's going to get worse. Because Gavin Newsom has proven he doesn't care. These people fighting against the great white hope, Donald Trump, trying to prevent him from deporting criminals, illegal aliens who is in our country illegally. They are criminals. And you got the government fighting the local government against that. And now they act like they care. And you're going to go and vote for them because they care. You are suffering because you are wrong, not because of anyone else or anything else. You're wrong, and you don't have to suffer. Great news for those who want to hate Israel for whatever reason, or Netanyahu, the Dream Team, Donald Trump, Netanyahu, and Putin. You want to hate them? Well, I got good news for you today. Let's see if you still hate. According to this report, NPR, Israel and Hamas has agreed to the first phase of a ceasefire deal intended to end the devastating Gaza war that unleashed the deadliest fighting ever between Israeli and Palestinians. Watch it from Fox News.
Jesse, history in the making for the president and for the negotiators from the U.S. and around the world, and indeed for the globe. A step toward peace that few believed possible, and yet here we are tonight. The president posting this on Truth Social, I am very proud to announce that Israel and Hamas have both signed off on the first phase of our peace plan. This means that all of the hostages will be released very soon, and Israel will withdraw their troops to an agreed-upon line as the first steps toward a strong, durable, and everlasting peace. All parties will be treated fairly. This is a great day for the Arab and Muslim world, Israel, all surrounding nations, and the United States of America. And we thank the mediators from Qatar, Egypt, and Turkey who worked with us to make this historic and unprecedented event happen. Blessed are the peacemakers. Donald J. Trump, President of the United States. Incredible. And by the way, in case you missed it, here's the moment the president learned this deal was imminent.
Well, they're smart, but they're not smart enough. Oh, my microphone's broken. Departments to find the criminal conspiracy.
Okay. I'm just giving. Yeah, I was just given a note by the Secretary of State saying that we're very close to a deal in the Middle East and they're going to need me pretty quickly.
What manner of man is this? The wind and the sea obeys him. Amazing, huh? If anyone can get it done, the great white hope can. You better be grateful. You could have Karen Bass as president. or Gavin Newsom, or even that female Kamala Harris. Oh, my Lord. Not Harris, Lord. Where you suffer, you are wrong. Let me go to a first-time caller from Los Angeles. L.A., that's his name? L.A., you are on the air.
Hey, how you doing there today, Jesse?
All is well.
All is well. Good to hear. Good to hear. Thanks for having me on your show.
Yes, sir.
Good to meet you. So, I've been on your show a few times, and I heard it. Actually, I haven't been on it. I heard your show a few times, and, you know, I heard a lot of your
Are you on a speaker or something?
Let's see.
Hold on, buddy. Let me know when he's off. Hold on, L.A. Listen, when Darren tell you guys don't be on a speaker or iPhone or headset, whatever, let me go to Woodrow, a first-time caller out of Florida. I'll come back to L.A. when they get that straightened out. Is it Woodrow?
Yes, sir.
Woodrow. I had an uncle named Woodrow. He dead now. He dead. Oh, cousin. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Yes, my name is Woodrow of Pensacola, and first-time caller, long-time listener. I really do enjoy your program. Have a lot of history with you, and identify with where you grew up. And I, too, am from Pensacola. I am 70, but back in the early 70s, I went to college at Alabama State.
Amazing.
And I was the first white dude. I was the first white dude to go there.
And, yeah, a lot of nerve. But back then, though, the blacks were not as angry and vicious as they are today, though.
No, sir. No, sir. Right. It was, you know, I believe, you know, my folks didn't have much. And at first, I didn't want to go. And when I went, at the first week, I was ready to come home. And, I was talking to my mom about it. She said, "What's wrong?" I said, "Well, it's different." And she said, "What do you mean it's different?" And I said, "Well, it's about as different as black as white." And she said, "Okay, you can come home. And when you do, you can get your job and you can pay half the rent and the garbage and the electricity."
That's how they did it in the good old days, right on.
Yeah. Yeah. She didn't put up with that. And I said, "You know, I think I'll stick it out." And, and I wind up, I was on a football scholarship and I got my degree and, I'm a retired teacher now, but,
that's an all black college, right?
Yes, sir. Alabama State in Montgomery.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
Yes, yep. All the teams we play were in the SIAC, you know, Grambling,
right
Tuskegee, you know, all those things. But, my question for you, and I know it's not on the subject of what you're talking about, but I got married real young, and then I fell out of grace and divorced my wife, and then I married the bee from hell, and I started raising Cain and drinking, and I had a son, and you know, first thing led to another. You know, she divorced me, and then she pushed me away from me seeing my son.
Yeah.
And
all evil mothers do that. Women are very evil, and they will make you suffer by making your children suffer. They'll make you suffer so that they can get a thrill.
Well, to cut to the chase, for years and years, he didn't want to have anything to do with me because his mama was angry and he was turned against me.
Yes.
And I told him, I said, "You know, I didn't divorce you. I divorced your mom." I said, "You know,"
absolutely.
But he didn't want to have nothing. He didn't want to have anything to do with me.
Hold on. Let me take a quick break. Okay. Then I hang up. 888-77 Jesse. A quick break. Back in a moment. You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, a little small pocket guide, the 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingaman.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? Welcome back. 888-77-5373-888-77-JESSE. Quick announcement. Support our work. We need your support, all right? Go and make a donation at rebuildingdemand.com/donate. rebuildingdemand.com/donate. As you help us to help others. You can mail it in. Make you check a money order out to Bond, B-O-N-D. Mail it to P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. P.O. Box 35090, L.A., California, 90035. Or you can call 800-411-BOND and make it that way. 800-411-2663. Or hit the QR code. What the QR code? And thank you in advance, all right? Rebuildingdemand.com/donate. And all the information is right there. And we have a brand new episode of the... Oh, I got to tell you, like this video. Hit like right now. Like the video. I appreciate it. Like the video. One other quick thing. Brand new episode of The Fallen State. Tomorrow, Friday, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, I had an interesting, fascinating discussion with Doormat Mom. She is an author and social media personality. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
There's a huge epidemic going on where good parents end up with ungrateful adult kids.
You refer to your kids as ungrateful bastards.
That's exactly what these kids are. They're ungrateful little bastards.
What the? Would you ever call her up and apologize?
She needs to come to me.
Amazing. Do you have anger?
No. Either we're going to keep this conversation of what I'm doing or we're going to end it.
Doormat Mom ain't so nice after all. What the? Doormat Mom. Tomorrow at 11 a.m. Pacific time. Support the Fallen State by becoming a member right there on the YouTube channel. Or you can support it by going to JesseLeePeterson.com.
JesseLeePeterson.com.
JesseLeePeterson.com.locals.
JesseLeePeterson.locals.com.
Okay. JesseLeePeterson.locals.com. All right. Let me go back to Woodrow, a first time caller out of Florida. So, Woodrow, you made your son, your ex wife turn him against you. And your question for me is what? Go ahead.
Well, my question, just to give you the background, you're so right about how the woman is so evil because when things started going south, she did all the things you had mentioned to other people and warned against, about taking your money out of the bank account and leaving you at zero. And I was so angry. And and then when we got divorced, I was down in South Florida at the time, teaching down there in Boca Raton. And I came back to Pensacola because I decided I'm not going to fight this anymore. I'm going to leave it alone.
Yes.
And so, you know, she kept bringing me back to court. And so I would try to see my son when he was a little bit older. And when I did, he didn't want to have anything to do with me. Matter of fact, he said, leave me the hell alone. And excuse my language. And I told him, I said, you know what? It's not what you think it is. And I said, I'll always be your dad and always love you, but I am going to leave you the hell alone.
Right on.
And I did for years. I did for years. And then when COVID hit, he's probably around 20, 30-something years old. And I had a friend that was a lifeguard down there that I had worked out with, and he befriended my son, not knowing that he knew me. And so he knew my son. He called me. He said, I think your son wants to get back with you. And I said, okay, good. And so we called and we started talking, and we kind of, I told him that I apologized to him for not protecting him against his mom. And I said, there was, you had did nothing wrong. You were brainwashed. You didn't know any better. And so let's start from there. And we did. And for the past 5 years, I've gone up there several times. He had gotten married to this woman and then moved to Washington, D.C. from South Florida. He's an executive chef and very good at it, and had a child. And we wanted to go see the child, and we did. And his wife, Jessie, was just like my ex.
Yep. He married his mama.
Absolutely. And now his wife has turned us against him.
Yep.
And so my son is, I think he has some vice problems. You know, we're drinking and smoking, you know, being in the restaurant industry, that's usually where you wind up. But now my son has turned against me again.
Yeah.
You know, and I guess my question is, he rants on the text messages, and I would not respond to all the rants of anger. And I feel like it's not going to do any good to try to defend myself about this. But I guess my question is, should I just let it go?
100%. Don't be angry at him. He's asleep. He's blind and cannot see. And
yes.
Every man marry his mother, and the cycle repeats itself over and over again. So just wish him well.
And
wish him well in your heart, but be done with him. Don't argue with him. Don't respond to any of that. And just be done with it and move on with your life. But don't be angry at him. He cannot see.
I'm not. Yes, sir. And I did tell him one time, I said to him, son, you know, this anger that you have, it did not come from you.
Right.
You got that from your mama. And you need to go back. If you want to be free from anger, you need to go back and apologize to her for resenting her, because I know you hate her. He says, I'm not going there. I'm not doing that. I said, as long as you do that, you're going to stay in it. And I said, I'm sorry for that. And I said, I tried to protect you. But when she divorced me, I couldn't do it. And I said, I'm sorry for that. So I did make my amends to him.
And so
I'm
be
not
done
angry.
With it. We'll be done with it. Don't just go on with your life. You work. Continue to work on yourself and let God's will be done for you and your son. If it's meant for him to come back, the Spirit of Truth will bring him back. If not, you'll be fine either way.
Well, since that time, I have married a beautiful, godly woman. She loves God, and we do our silent prayer at night, and I do mine in the morning. She does her own prayers in the morning. But and she's a beautiful woman, very smart, fixing to get her PhD with all the people that's in the university, and she doesn't think much about it. She wants to get on her own business, what she's done with the educational process. But I'm very grateful today. But it's like you. I felt sad, but it's not an emotional sad. But I do have to let it go.
You got to let it go, man. Every father has to do that if they want to be free, because every man marry the wrong woman, and every woman married the wrong man because she married her daddy, who she hates, and he married his mama, whom he hates. And yes. Every woman that get married their mama as well, because the man that she's marrying is just like her mother. He's emotional. He's angry. He gossips.
Absolutely.
He's fearful. She is marrying her mother. So the whole cycle repeats itself. That's why there's a law that is never going to change for you. And that law is you must love what's right, seek what's right with all your heart, soul, and might, along with nothing else or nobody else. And then what you need in life will be added unto you, and it will be perfect.
Amen. Thank you.
So
go ahead.
Just be done with that. Move on. Don't try to contact him. Don't argue with him. Don't try to prove anything. Let him suffer in his misery. There's nothing you can do about it. He's an adult now, and he got to live in his own misery until he's ready to overcome it.
Well, Jesse, thank you for your time. And if you ever come to Florida, to Pensacola, I'm an avid inshore fisherman, and I have a fishing podcast here in town, and I fish from here to the Everglades, and I love to take you fishing.
I will remember that, Ro. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Take care now.
Thank you very much.
Amazing. Men, every woman that you marry is the wrong one, because you're picking her, and you're picking a woman out of hell. Ladies, every man you marry is wrong, because you're picking a man out of hell. And you suffer. And you suffer because you're wrong. You're picking a man because you are wrong. You're picking a woman because you are wrong. Amazing, huh? Roscoe out of Memphis, Tennessee. Roscoe, you are on the air.
Hey there. I always enjoy the Bible question. I don't always get to hear the Sunday response to the sermon, but I do sometimes can kind of tell what you likely mean or what direction it's going. But on this week's, I just had a scientific comment and wanted to know if it changed the intent of your question. And
you're referring to the biblical question?
Yes, sir.
The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean?
And I wanted to ask, does it change the point of the question to turn one to be scientifically true? Light is something and darkness is nothing, so darkness is the absence of light. I'm sorry, darkness is the absence of light, but light isn't the absence of darkness. Is that just like heat is something, but cold is nothing, so cold is the absence of heat, but you can't say heat is the absence of cold. So I wondered, does it change the intent of the question to make it say darkness is the absence of light?
Well, the question is, the absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean? I can't respond to the question until Sunday, but
okay.
I do appreciate your input on it, though.
But does if you had first written the question differently, does that change its intent, or does that give away? Does that give away the answer?
Well, never do ifs.
Okay.
I know you want a response, and if it wasn't
that's right.
If it wasn't for the fact that I had to I have to wait until Sunday. I would respond, but I got to wait until Sunday, Roscoe.
Okay. I also wanted to
Roscoe to say, and chicken waffles.
I wanted to say thank you for, a bowl full of thank you, of amens about yesterday about how ridiculous it is to be angry at Jews because Jews killed Jesus. But also Monday, James Hake took a call from a fellow who was trying to equate the tribes in the Bible somehow with tribes of Native Americans. And he even thought that when Europeans landed in Florida, they must have, because that's the part that points that eastward, that they drove the Native Americans across America and down into the Central and South America, which is so... my daughter came out of her room because she heard me yelling at the radio how dumb he was. But,
oh, you heard that on the Hake Report yesterday?
Well, it was Monday for a moment on this program that James Hake was taking callers, and had a fella that he actually had to ask, "Are you stoned right now?" Because he was going all over the place with some sort of ill-informed ideas about ancient America, Native Americans.
It's amazing what goes through human beings' mind, and they believe that it's true. I mean, just think about this, Roscoe. There are people who are mad at Jews because they said that Jews killed Jesus, and they're mad. And how can
when you said, don't you think God knew that Jesus was going to die? Don't you think that he even knew exactly everything about how it needed to happen?
Right. God sent his son, a Jew, and he allowed his son to be born in Jew area.
And I know, like, who else did you want to kill him?
Right.
But it also becomes
what they wanted
hard.
Jesus to go to the hood and get killed?
So they could feel better about who they blame, maybe.
Evidently.
It becomes hard in a history class context to explain everything about the old Roman Empire isn't evil. We can think what you like about the life of Jesus or the Vatican today, but you've got to consider the world and the time. Roman doesn't equal evil, because they were actually a pretty... what's the word I'm looking for? tolerant and fair kind of government. It just grew too big and wasn't always, you know.
Right. Amazing. When people hear things and they just run with it, and they don't think about, well, you know what, I don't know if that's true or not. I just heard it from somebody else. But they run and tell it as though it's true, and they know it's true, and they tell it with emotions, too. Like, they know what they're saying is true. It's mind-blowing to see it.
Part of my steps toward faith, I didn't have a leap of faith. It was one little move at a time, moving away from being an academic atheist because I thought science could explain everything.
Yeah.
And part of that was realizing how much that churchy people believe that just isn't based on the Bible or anything.
Absolutely.
And that just by doing... the same research I would about anything else, not as a believer, just as a topic in the world, I came to be able to debate Christians about things that they were wrong about, and I realized, wait a minute, which side am I on?
What a mess! Well, I like your input, appreciate your input about the biblical question, and I want to respond to it, but I just can't, Roscoe.
Oh, but to really answer what I think your intent, you know, of the biblical question is it seems to me sometimes that the absence of evil can be something. The absence of evil is good because it's relief from evil. But sometimes the absence of good just feels like something neutral, that it isn't. It doesn't seem the same. And I know darkness and light get taken the same way, like light equals truth and darkness equals ignorance.
Interesting. And let me ask, because of time, Roscoe, do you suffer?
Yes.
And why?
You know, I heard someone on a different show, on a totally different topic, mention something that fits with things you say, and I think it addresses it. That about
because
to
of time. Tell me because
no,
of time. Tell me why do you suffer?
Ego. And that doesn't mean, you know, all the horrible things you usually mean. It just means having a self-image that thinks itself is complete.
And so you love suffering?
No.
So why don't you drop it and never suffer again?
That's where I am right now. That's what I'm working on.
Okay. Amazing. Russell, thanks for your call. It's an amazing call.
Thank you.
Call me again. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chats.
Nikki bought 5 coffees. So the spirits. Oh, I already read that one about the spirits being outside trying to get in.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Nikki.
Yeah, thank you again, Nikki.
Mark says, man up, strong arm, rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man.
You read that one too.
Oh, really?
What's wrong with you?
Are you sure?
Yeah.
He's been a member for a
month.
And
you even did this.
I do that all the time, anytime there's a strong arm emoji.
But thank you, just in case.
Yeah. Imported TV says, amazing.
Amazing.
Celebration hands.
Thank you.
Pretty sure I did miss that one. Gregatron bought a coffee. Did y'all listen to the American Nick show yesterday? Nick had some Asperger's patient call in, talking crazy, talking about how he's Jesus and he knows the truth. Then he tried to give out his phone number live on air.
What the?
Nick, get your house in order. Jesse, take $2. Nick, you get $1.
Did Nick let him give out a number?
No, he hung up on him.
Okay.
Mid-number.
Asperger people are some of the meanest people I ever met.
Indeed.
I thought that Asperger people didn't know what they were doing. They know what they're doing. They're very sensitive and very mean and nasty. Amazing. Thank you.
Jim in Alaska on the biblical question over on punchy.tv.
The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean?
To me, it's the meaning of being present.
Oh, amazing. Thank you. I'll put my 2 cents in on Sunday.
By the way, Jim has sent the IF video to many of his friends. Very powerful, he says.
That if you, men and women, if you can do the IF, you can become a man, and ladies, you can become a woman. Really? Amazing. But you got to do the if. Thank you.
Old
can you do the if, hate?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Nice.
Old Saucy says, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a corn of wheat fall into the ground and die, it abideth not. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. John 12:24.
That's deep. That who said that?
Old Saucy is a monthly supporter on the Rumble Crew.
Who said that?
Old Saucy.
That is deep, Old Saucy.
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 Yeah.
Saucy.
Nice.
Nice. Thank you.
Flying Fruit, is it a sin to be happy and enjoy life?
It all depends. I don't know what you mean by happiness. Thank you.
We'll read the rest later, guys. Thank you all.
Amazing. Let me take a break. 2 more hours to go. When I come back, straight to your calls. Hate news, not the fake news. Back in a moment. So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer. And I want you to start doing it. You just download it. Get the points of how to do it. And then, after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back. Because anyone... and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering or do you want to be still and know God. So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
a whole lot of mess getting cleaned up in the world, mostly by our greatest president, Donald J. Trump. This is the end of hour one of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It's Bible Thumper Thursday. There's one line open. It's August 9th, AD 2025. You can call in right now to get on hold, to get on air with JLP, all right? It is fake news, not fake news. Callers, hang tight. And super chatters, will get to you guys, hopefully, all right? And more great stories. Commie Nonsense Network's CNN reports more than 100,000 people are on organ transplant waiting lists, multiple, in the United States, each holding on to hope for the chance of a healthier, longer life. Demand is outpacing available donors. Some doctors around the world are exploring the use of animal organs for patients in critical need. What a mess, huh? And the Gaza ceasefire plan, Israel and Hamas have agreed to the first phase of a U.S. brokered, our greatest president, Trump brokered, ceasefire framework that will allow for the swift release of all remaining hostages held in Gaza. Believe it when I see it, right? It has to happen first. But Qatari officials say the deal will also see Israeli forces withdraw to an agreed-upon line and increase the delivery of aid in Gaza. Our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, said the hostages are likely to be released Monday. Nice. Families of Israeli hostages celebrated the news, and Palestinians in Gaza also welcomed the deal, cautiously hoping it would bring an end to Israel's war. Notably, several sticking points have yet to be resolved, including future government for Gaza and the disarmament of Hamas. And meanwhile, in America, the National Guard, members of the Texas National Guard, started their mission in the greater Chicago area. Texas got to clean up Illinois' mess. Imagine that. So said an official on Wednesday night. This comes as President Trump's efforts to deploy the federalized National Guard troops to Democrat so-called lead cities, crime-ridden cities, communist cities, have prompted a series of legal showdowns. The Trump administration has said the deployments are aimed at fighting lawlessness and to aid ICE agents carrying out the president's sweeping immigration enforcement agenda. You got to enforce for once in your life, America, right? Illinois' so-called governor, J.B. Pritzker, a lying sleaze, if I ever heard of one, and Chicago mayor, Brandon Johnson, even bigger of a lying sleaze. Maybe not physically bigger, but maybe he'll get there. Said the National Guard deployment is unnecessary, like they're ones to say. J.B. Pritzker described it as Trump's invasion. What a joke, huh? And as you heard earlier this hour, that Palisades fire, 9 months after the Palisades fire ravaged the Los Angeles area, killing at least 12 people, destroying thousands of structures. A man has been arrested in Florida on suspicion of arson. The 29-year-old suspect, who worked as an Uber driver and lived in the Pacific Palisades at the time, is accused of starting the fire maliciously on New Year's Day. Officials said the suspect took iPhone videos of the view before allegedly using a lighter to ignite paper or vegetation. Firefighters suppressed the blaze 1st of January, but it continued to smolder and burn underground. Wow. Unnoticed before fanning into the Palisades fire less than a week later. If convicted, he could face a maximum of 20 years in prison, per the U.S. attorney for SoCal, Southern California. Wow. But he's not the only one who should go to jail, honestly, or he's not the only one who should really be in trouble, because they didn't have to get that out of control. So, I don't know. You know these phony, lame-o politicians and people running the show over here. And watch out for the nor'easter over on the East Coast, right? Is that where the East Coast may get hit by a nor'easter. That's a storm coming in. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour two.
somewhere in the world today. Men have got to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
I just told Jay what to tell you. Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's the second hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-777-5373-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, the absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean? The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean? We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on JesseLeePeterson.com/show. And if you're running around protesting ICE, pretending that you're loving the illegal aliens, or you're an illegal alien and you're pretending like you are so upset because you don't want your folk to go home, so you're out protesting, or you are Antifa just being very destructive, or you're just going to the park exercising. Excuse me. Or you're just working out. Or you got to take your kids to the public schools, government schools, because you don't want to stay home and raise them. There's no fun in that. You can be listening to the show while you're traveling about, doing whatever it is you're doing. You can podcast, but you can listen on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to Buy Me a Coffee. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk or Bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App is Thursday. And we take all calls, but Thursdays is set aside for Bible Thumper Thursday.
I got news for you.
Oh, Lord.
We're getting closer to his return. And the closer we get to him, the faster things are going to happen. The faster the healings, the faster the deliverance, the faster.
Amazing. A white man ain't got no business acting like that. That's black. What the? Let me go to Ronnie out of Ohio. Ronnie, you are on the air.
Uncle Jesse, how you doing today?
All is well, Ronnie. How you?
All is well.
Amazing.
It's been a while.
Right on.
Yep, I'm glad I had time to call you today. It's been a while.
You working?
I've been working, yep.
Right on.
But yeah, I got a, yep. Have some free time today.
Right on. Go ahead.
Yeah. Would somebody be wrong if they said that Moses was a prophet?
Moses was a prophet. I don't know. I don't know if they'd be wrong or right. Some people may see him as that.
Okay.
Yeah, it's neither would wrong nor right.
Okay. Would they be wrong if they said Jesus was the Son of God?
Jesus was the son. No, Jesus is the Son of God.
Okay. And then would they be wrong if they said Jesus is God?
Yes.
Okay. Yep. I figured we would be on the same page in those things. I just wanted to double check.
Right on. Amazing. And good to hear from you, right? It's been a while.
Yes, sir. Likewise.
Well, you stay with it, man. Amazing.
Always. Yes, sir. I'll be tuned in. I appreciate you doing the show, and I'm thankful for what you do.
Right on. Thank you, Ryder. Thank you.
All right, on. Take care.
Bye now. Amazing. Let me go to Greg out of Ohio. Greg, you are on the air.
Hey, Jesse. How's it going?
All is well, Greg.
I'm calling in this morning because I'm having a real problem with drinking right now, and I just can't stop.
Why can't you stop?
I can go a couple days here or there, and then just one time, like last night, I go and get a beer, and that one beer turns into six, and I'm sick to my stomach that night, throwing up, and I honestly don't know why I can't quit. It's like a stranglehold over my life.
How old are you?
I'm 32.
Oh, okay. And your question for me is what?
Just trying to figure it out, what I should do. My dad, he was a pretty heavy drinker when I was younger, and he used to scare me when I was younger. I remember one time he chased me and my mom out of the house. And my older brothers, they were heavily addicted to drugs and alcohol. And I judged them when I was younger. Right now I'm in the same position, you know.
You become like what you hate.
Right. Right. And I hate it. I hate that I'm like this right now, you know. And I just don't know what to do.
And your question for me is what?
What should I do, man?
Forgive your mother so you can drop your anger. Forgive your father, and God will forgive you, and you will become free. Stop thinking about it. The only reason you keep doing it is because you haven't dropped your anger yet, and you're into thoughts, and all thoughts are all lies all the time. You keep believing a lie, you're going to keep falling for the lie.
Yeah, and I do get trapped in my thoughts a lot.
Yeah.
And I
you heard me say drop the thought before, right?
Yeah.
Why haven't you done that?
Because they don't stop coming. It's like, I don't know why.
They would stop coming if you stop identifying with them.
Right.
What do you mean right?
No, you're right. If I stop identifying with them,
they'll
stop coming.
So how do you know that and you never done it? You haven't done it.
I don't know. I wish I could give you an answer for that. Just like why I drink, like I feel like I don't have an answer for that.
Because you hate your mother and your father. Have you heard me say to forgive your mother?
Yeah.
Your father threw you out of the house because you were a mama boy. And dealing with you was just like dealing with his wife, your mother.
No, yeah, I know. And that was like years ago. I was so little, I barely remember it, but I remember it.
Yeah.
But my mom, she passed away almost 10 years ago. And I feel like I've forgiven her, but I don't know if I have.
Oh, okay. Well, the way you forgive her, now that she's expired, is that you realize everything you feel, everything you think, every drink you take is your mother. You have her. The hell that was in her is now in you. Even though she's dead, she lives in you. And just realize she could not help herself. Her mother did it to her. And just like you can't help yourself, she could not help herself. And that will cause you to forgive her. And when you do that, God will make you free of all this stuff that you're stuck into.
Yeah, I. What about like? Cause when I used to judge my brothers and like I become what I hate.
Yeah.
Do I need to like go to them too?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brothers, I was wrong for judging you all. I didn't know at the time, but now I understand. I'm wrong for judging you. Have you gone to your father and forgiven him?
I feel like I have, but my dad doesn't know how bad my drinking is. So I feel like I need to talk to him about that.
Have you gone to your father and forgiven him?
Yeah.
You went to him?
Yeah, I was going through like some heavy spiritual stuff, and I felt like I had to go to him and talk to him.
Did you forgive him?
Yeah, I said, Dad, I'm sorry for resenting you and judging you.
Right.
It was wrong. And my dad, he's kind of like water off a duck's back, if you know what I mean.
That's how fathers are. Fathers love their children, and when they leave them, they leave the wife. They leave the mother of the children. They don't leave their children. But the mother, being wicked as they are, they make the children think that the father left them.
Yeah. And my parents, they stayed together. It's just it was that one night he got drunk, and she upset him because she knew how to do it when he was drinking.
Yeah.
And it turned into an explosion. And I just remember when that happened, like, my dad became like an enemy. Yeah, and my dad's my boss too. We own a family business.
Right on.
It's a tough business, and sometimes I think I make that as an excuse to drink because I work hard, play hard, kind of thing. And that's just a lie.
Yeah, it is. Stop listening to the thoughts, man.
Right, right. I heard you mention about AA, and like, I don't know if I should go. Because I don't like going there, and then, like, you say your name, and then you call yourself an alcoholic. I don't like that.
Don't do that.
But, yeah, I know. But I like being around people that have, like, the same issue, you know?
Why?
Because it makes you feel like you're not alone in it, you know? But I guess we are alone.
But you are alone.
Yeah.
If you call you around a bunch of alcoholics, that doesn't mean you... That doesn't mean you're not alone. What the?
No, I know. I know.
So, are you doing the silent prayer?
No, I need to start.
Well, suffer and die. What the?
I know, and that's what I'm doing right now. I'm suffering and dying.
How would God give you the prize if you don't do what he says? He says, stay present. I'm with you. And if you're not doing the silent prayer, you're not being present, how can he help you?
No, I know.
No, that was a question.
You can't. You can't if I'm not doing the right things.
So you really don't want help then?
No, I do.
But if you want to help, you would be still, stay present, and let the truth help you.
Right.
So you really don't want help then?
No, I do. I need to start.
But why you haven't started, and why you're not practicing being... right in the light with God rather than limiting your imagination of hell?
Because I love my hell.
Yeah, you do. What the?
But I don't want to be here anymore. I don't want to be in this hell. Like when you talk about perfect peace like that, I just want that.
And you can have it.
Yeah.
You could really have it right this very moment if you were to just get away from thoughts and feelings and don't call them you anymore. Because it's not you, it's just a false identity that made a home in your mind. But you keep calling it you, and you're not doing it, you're not being present, so you're one with evil. Anyone that lives in thoughts is one with evil. Because you're living in time, and in truth, there is no time. There's only time in a lie, which is in your imagination.
I talked about AA. They have this saying in AA, you got one foot in the past, one foot in the future, and you're peeing on the present.
Well, that's a lie. You don't have one foot in the past or the future. You have, one foot in the past or the future?
Yeah, you got one foot in the past and one foot in the future.
Yeah, but you want to be one, you want to be whole right now, right? And not in the past or the future that doesn't exist. So you, Greg, you know what to do. You know you're not those things, but yet you won't surrender to truth.
No, not right now. I mean, you're right. And
so what you going to do when the thoughts come for you?
sit in them. Just going to sit in them and not identify with them. Yeah, I'm good. Sorry, my brother was talking to me.
Oh, okay. Why do you freak out over having a beer?
Why do I freak out? I don't know about having a beer. Because once I have one, it turns into six at least.
And why do you freak out over that?
Because I lose control.
But you're losing control by freaking out. It's enough to know that you drink too much beer, right? But you don't have to freak out over it at all. Just realize, you know what? I fell for the lie again. I drink one, end up drinking six. Don't freak out at all. So that you, because every time you freak out, you're overreacting to evil. And evil makes you drink some more because you say, I'm never doing that again. And you lie. Why not stay calm?
No, yeah. I should stay calm.
Why not? Why don't you, though?
Because I'm trapped in these emotions.
Yeah.
And thoughts.
Yep.
And it's like a drug.
Absolutely.
I'm married, and my wife hates my guts because of my drinking.
That's not the reason she hates your gut. She hates your gut because you're weak.
Yeah, pretty much. And she tells me all the time that she married her father because her father's, like, dying of alcohol right now.
And you married your mother.
Yeah.
What a mess.
It is. 1 year anniversary this Sunday, too, and she absolutely hates me.
Do you have children with her?
No.
Don't make any, Ron or Greg.
What'd you say?
Don't make any children with her.
She keeps pushing it. And we've tried, but I think medically, I don't think it's going to happen anyway.
Well, count your blessing.
You count my blessings, yeah.
Because she will destroy your children. And then she'll take you to court, take all your money, and then keep you away from your children.
Yeah. Well, now you got me thinking of the future. I don't want to do that.
There is no future.
Yeah.
The thought about a future doesn't create a future.
Yeah.
But don't make any babies with her in this condition, man.
No, I know. I need to work on myself. And like you said, silent prayer. And I got to talk with my brothers. And
why did you get married? You're not in a condition to be married. Why did you get married?
She really pushed for it. She thought it would change me.
So you went with that?
Yeah.
Why do you stay with it then?
The emotion, you know, you don't want to feel alone, I guess.
Great.
And that's a lie.
Great.
And that's a lie.
Great.
Yeah.
Let her go. And work on you. You married a woman because she wanted to marry you because she thought she could make you better? That doesn't even make sense, Greg.
I know.
And now you know she hates you, and you still stay with her. Why?
I don't know. Because I've built such a relationship, like, with her family. Like, her niece stays with us every...
The hell with those people.
Right? Give him the finger.
You got all these illusions that you're living. You're keeping yourself in hell.
Yeah, it really is hell, man.
Those people don't care about you. Her family can get 2 cents about you.
No, I know.
And you're just using them for comfort.
Right. Of not wanting to be alone.
Right. And yet you're all alone.
Yeah, right. I just hate, like, the disappointment if or when we do split up of, like, everybody. And that's a lie, too. Like, not
it
even
is.
Focus on that.
Married people are some of the most miserable people on earth.
It is miserable. I'll never do this again. That's for dang sure.
So why don't you end it while you can and then be alone and work on you and let the Spirit of Truth lead your life, because you don't know what you want in life. I don't know. Nobody knows what they want. Yeah.
I really don't know what I want, because every time I think I know what I want, it always blows up in my face.
Right. Nobody knows what they want. They don't know what they need. They don't know what to ask for from God. They know nothing, but they think they do. They ask amiss. They ask ego things. But let me ask.
Yeah.
Is her name on your bank account?
No.
Don't put her name on your bank account.
No, but she's got a couple credit cards in her name with mine, and she's definitely jacked those up.
See?
Yeah.
So think about this. You married a woman because she wanted you to marry, because she thought she could make you better. She hates you because you drink. You got your name on her credit card. She ran those cards up, and you still stand with her.
No, I know. It's just that false identity of like a happy marriage, family, and a house.
But you don't have that. Nobody has that.
No, not at all. Not at all, and it's hell.
So why don't you get out of hell of your imagination and out of that hell, too, before you make a baby with this woman? You're going to regret it if you have a baby with her.
Yeah.
And then the devil going to tell you, well, you don't leave her. You have a child. You need to take care of your child.
We have a dog right now, and that's like the same thoughts. You know, you have a dog together.
See that?
Yeah.
A dog is just a dog. A dog is not giving you love.
I know. Ugh, what a mess.
You can get out of it, man. You don't have to stay in the mess. It's enough to recognize it, but you can get out of it.
Yeah, I know I need to.
You are in misery, and you are wrong. You don't have to be that way. You don't have to live that way.
No. You're right. It's just, man, when she tries to make me feel guilty, it's like so heavy sometimes, and I don't know, like I ruined her life and all this other stuff.
You what?
Like I ruined her life. And
she said you ruined her life?
Yeah.
How did you ruin her life?
Because I'm drinking.
But that had nothing to do with her life. That's your life. Her life was messed up when you met her.
Yeah, no, I know. Like when I first bought this house, her mother and her mom's boyfriend lost their house because her mom's boyfriend had a heart attack, and we had to take him in, and that was hell. It was nothing but misery, fighting in the house that I just bought, and taking in her niece when her sister had trouble. But like, if I drink, she just loses it on me. And like I've taken care of her family whenever they needed it. And I don't know.
You're weak, man. They using you. They don't care about you. And you say, oh, I hate to leave her family. Her family just using you. They don't care about you. That ain't love.
Right. I don't know.
What's wrong with you, man?
I guess I'm a beta, Jesse.
Not you think? Beta!
Yeah. Right.
Great. You don't have to stay. It's enough to realize that when we're asleep, we get into all kinds of mess. But at some point, you got to wake up, and you don't have to stay in that mess.
No. She also hates when I listen to you. She can't stand you.
I bet she does.
Yeah. And I'm just tired of feeling terrible about myself.
You feel terrible about?
Just like, you know, that I'm a drunk and I have anger issues and stupid stuff like that.
And
you know?
And who are you?
Nobody.
What do you mean by that?
I'm just nobody. Like, I'd rather be nobody than someone right now.
So if you believe that you're nobody, why do you call yourself a drunk?
I don't know, because those are the thoughts in life.
But why do you call yourself that if you say you're nobody? How can a nobody be a drunk?
I don't know. That's a good question.
And the answer is?
That's nobody. It's not a drunk or it's neither good nor evil.
But why do you call yourself those things then?
Because I believe the lie.
But why are you living? Well, you're not doing the prayer, right?
No.
And you think that her family love you, right?
I think so, but
no people using you. Wait until you say, "Done. I'm over. I'm out of here." They're gonna hate you for that because right. They can't use you anymore.
Right. And ever since I bought this house, it's been nothing but misery.
Why don't you sell it?
Ah, man, I worked so hard to get this house.
But how can you, are you going to be able to get rid of the wife without getting rid of the house?
The house is under my name, but I don't know.
Her name is not on it at all?
No.
Thank God. And you only been with her a year, right? You said today's the anniversary?
Been married a year, going to be married a year, but probably around 5 years been together.
What the?
And we constantly fight, man. And sometimes it's not even about drinking. It's just, we just constantly fight.
And yet you stay with the devil, and two devils are fighting.
Yeah, I told her that one time. I said, we were down in Florida, we were at a wedding, and she was kind of drunk, and she was just laying into me. And I'm like, listen, I'm done fighting. I'm like, right now we're just two devils fighting
each
other. And she got mad at me because I called her the devil.
She is the devil. And
I said, I said I called myself the devil, too. What the heck? But, like, she's, like, an angry person.
Of course.
She's, like, really, really angry.
And yet you married her after 5 years being together. You still married the devil.
I know.
And how the devil going to fix you?
Not. You know, break me down even more.
And that's what they're doing, too. And they love breaking you down. They get a thrill from that. Evil people get a thrill from hurting others and controlling others.
Yeah. Like, I see that. And I mean, sometimes I'm like that, and I see it when I do that. And, like, gossiping and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
It's just evil.
100%. It's a thrill.
It is.
And
it's a drug.
And evil people call a thrill, they call that life. They laugh, they get a joy when they can hurt you and hurt themselves. They call it life. They don't know it's death.
Yeah, it really is death.
So, Greg, I got to run because of time. Any other question?
Oh, can the BQ question.
All right, let me tell you this first. If you want to be free, and you can be free right this very moment if you want it, you got to forgive your father. He had the same issue you're having. He hated his mother. He's going through the same thing. And you need to adopt this woman immediately, get her out of your life, and work on you. Her family and all those people, let them all go and just work on you and let the spirit of truth take over your life, and he will give you perfect peace.
Right.
Forget about what has happened. That was then. This is now. So don't let the devil or anyone, well, you used to do this and you was that. Don't pay attention to the children of the lie. And you live for right now because that's all you have. And I promise you perfect peace.
Thank you, Jed. Counseling, right?
Hold. What?
You have counseling, right?
I do. Can you hold for a minute?
Yeah.
Let me take a break. I'll let you respond to the biblical question. I'll tell you about the counseling, and then I'll take more calls right after this break. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. Most people are unhappy. They're miserable. They have rough lives. They're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand. I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, welcome back. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, H-A-K-E report.com from 9 to 11. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. Right after the Hake Report from 11 to 1 p.m. The American Anchor Baby. And then I do shout-outs for you. Personal shout-outs, birthdays, weddings, anniversaries, congratulations, encouragement, whatever they may be, go to Cameo, cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson for shout-outs. cameo.com/Jesse Lee Peterson. Who was I talking to?
Is he gone?
Who was it?
Was it a Greg?
From Ohio, Greg?
Right.
Greg, right? Derek, was it Greg?
Yeah, it was
Greg. Okay. Thank you, Nick. Greg dropped for whatever reason. If you want counseling, Greg, go to rebuildingdemand.com, rebuildingdemand.com, or call 800-411-2663, 800-411-BOND. We have the best counseling service on this side of heaven by phone, Skype, or walk-in. All right? 800-411-BOND or rebuildingdemand.com. Individual, family counseling, whatever. Let me go to Rusty. Been waiting a long time. Rusty, a first-time call out of West Virginia. Rusty, you are on the air.
My name is Shackelford, Rusty Shackelford.
Hold on, Rusty. You're not supposed to say your entire name. Let me go to Mike, a first-time call out of Chi-Town, Chicago. Mike, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse.
Hey, Mike.
I've been listening to your show for a long time, and I finally got around to calling you. I don't know what to do next. I have followed all of your advice. I think you're right about everything. And now I'm stuck, and I don't know how to proceed further. I've watched, and I've listened, and I've been waiting for maybe someone else I would call that had a similar problem, but no one else has seemed to have anything close to this, so I have to call you now. So, she won't talk to me. I tried to contact her. It's
who,
been 13
years.
My
mother.
My mother.
Oh, okay.
I want to say I'm sorry for everything. Sorry for hating her. I know it wasn't her fault. I know she couldn't help herself. Now I only realize that now that I'm an adult, and I just wanted to say I'm sorry, but she doesn't even want to talk to me. I know the type of person that she is, and even now I can feel my ego telling me to hang up this phone because I've never dreaded like talking to you about this because I just the hatred in me, I didn't know where to go now, and I feel like I'm spiraling, and now I don't I don't know how to let go of it. How do I let go if she won't even talk to me?
How old are you?
35.
You let it go by stop thinking about it. That's fine. You don't want to talk to the devil anyway. Just don't be angry at her. Let it go, and you'll be fine. All you're doing is thinking about it, and that's where the problem is.
How do I let it go?
Stop thinking about it.
It invades my thoughts when I'm still.
Be aware that it's there, and it's they're tempting. Those are temptations. Thoughts are temptations. So just be aware of it, and then do nothing about it. Don't call it you. Go about your life, your day, or whatever, and you'll be fine. But don't do anything about it. Just be aware those thoughts are trying to make you thinking about her and feel a certain way and all that. And do nothing about it and let the truth take care of it. It'll take care of it. No problem.
Really? Yeah. Okay.
Because you're not your thoughts, man. It's just thoughts.
So wanting to apologize to her is enough then?
You can't apologize to a person that won't talk to you, but just forgive her. She can't help herself. And just realize that and move on and be glad, because if you're around her, she'll destroy you based on what you said. So be glad about that and stay away from her. She'll destroy you.
Okay.
And she's not talking to you because she know you want to talk to her. So she's controlling you.
Huh. Yeah. Okay. All right. I won't think about it anymore.
Right, because that's not you thinking about it anyway. That's evil thinking about it. Pretending to be you thinking about it. You're not capable of thinking on your own. No human being can think on their own. They don't have their own thoughts.
Right.
Those are not your thoughts. And stop calling them you. Don't say, I think this, and I feel this way. That's not you. You identify with evil.
Okay. All right. You're right. That's not me.
It's not you. I promise you that. You would never make yourself feel this way. If you were in control of thought, you would make yourself feel good, not bad.
Right. Yeah, so that's it. Then I let her go forever then.
That's
and then
right.
I'm done.
You don't need no mama no how. You're the grown man now. And when we were children, we don't realize that mothers can't help themselves. So we judge them as children. But when we become adults, we realize for those who want to overcome, we realize they couldn't help themselves. So we forgive them and God will forgive you. And so since she won't talk to you, just realize she can't help her. She's evil. She can't help herself. Her mother did that to her. So forgive her and go on with your life. You don't need to tell her if you can't talk to her.
You're right. Okay. Yeah. Oh. My father's dead now, so and what sucks really, he died while I was listening to you, so I didn't while I was coming back to the father, I missed my chance to return to him as well.
But still, that's fine. The fact that you know he couldn't help himself, that is returning to the father by forgiving him, knowing that he loved you. He just didn't know how to deal with your crazy mother.
You're right. He didn't. It broke him. Destroyed him.
Mothers destroy children and husbands.
Thank you, Jesse. I'm going to let go of this now.
Yeah, let it go. It's just a thought. It's not you. The real you don't feel anything. It's the false you that's feeling the pain. It's the ego nature.
Thank you so much. You freed me. Thank you.
Are you doing the silent prayer?
Yes, every day and every night.
Okay, watch those thoughts. That's what the light is for you to watch the thought and don't call them you. And they're going to try to make you call them you. They're going to try to give you pain. But the pain is in the body. It's not in you. And just let them be there. Watch them, but don't call them you. And the light will destroy them. They will have to leave you.
You're so right. It really is just my body.
Yeah.
I can feel that even now. Like, my body is so angry at me.
Right.
The real me. It wants me to stop looking for the Father.
And so just realize that it's not you. You're not your body. You're not the pain. You're not your thoughts. Those thoughts are not yours. They're not from God. You have no reason to feel guilty about anything. You have never done anything wrong.
You're right. Thank you. You're right. Yes. Yes, you're right. This is the truth that was sitting right in front of me.
Yes.
The whole time.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much, Jesse. And God bless you.
You too. And stay away from your... Forget about her, man. Wish it would. Don't be angry at her. She can't help it, right? But forget about her and go live your life.
I will.
Don't try to contact her anymore.
No more. I'm done with that.
Yeah. You wish her well and go live your life.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Jesse.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 888-7753-773. Let me go to California and talk to Anita. Anita, you are on the air.
Hello, Jesse. Good morning.
Hey, Anita.
Good morning. How are you, Jesse?
Amazing. How are you?
I'm doing well. All is well.
Right on.
So I would like to...
Anita, your phone is staticky.
My phone is staticky. Oh.
Hold on a minute. Don't hang up. I'll let Dara help you with that, and I'll come back to you. Do not hang up. Let me go to Tiffany. First time call out of Kentucky. Tiffany, you are on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Tiffany.
I've been listening to you for quite some time now, like other people. I had a question about a family issue that's been going on for months now. So I've had an issue with my mother-in-law and sister-in-law. They're very connected, and they have shoved my husband's siblings out of their lives and just kind of playing favoritism with each other. And I called it out a few nights ago, and my mother-in-law, she lost it on me for calling out their behaviors, if that makes sense.
She lost it how?
Just wouldn't listen to what I was telling her and turned the blame on me.
Of course.
Yeah. So now I've had just a lot of issues with that, and it's hurting our family as far as our kids. And, you know, just she won't talk to us anymore, and I'm not sure how to go about this.
What's your husband say about it?
My husband says, you know, we don't have to talk to him right now, but he would like to, eventually fix this.
Fix what?
So, just trying to be part of the family, I guess.
Why?
I don't know.
When you asked him why, what did he say?
I don't know if I've asked him that.
He's supposed to take you and his children far away from his family and your family. Why would he want to stay close to them?
Yeah, I understand what you're saying, yeah.
No, that was a question. He's supposed to take you guys away from his family, not bring you close to them. Why is he doing that?
Because he loves his mom.
No, he doesn't. Then if he loved his mother, why did he marry you?
Yeah.
No, that was a question.
You're breaking up a little bit. I'm sorry.
Oh, that may be on our end then.
Sorry, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
No.
Hold on. She said no. Hold on. Don't hang up. Is it on our end? Okay. Nick going to check it out. Let me know, Nick, when you check it out. In the meantime, don't hang up, callers. Nick going to... Huh? I can't hear you.
If he resets it, they will get disconnected, and they will have to call back in a few minutes after it gets reset.
You need to reset it?
I don't know if that'll fix it, but I'll try that. Wait.
Tiffany and the rest of the callers, we got to reset the machine, the phone line here. And so if it hang up on you, and it will, call right back. Tiffany, call back. Everybody, call back. So we're going to reset. 1, 2, 3. Read it. Reset.
No. I'm kidding. Sorry. It's scaring Nick.
Yeah. Maybe that was out with Anita phone, too.
Yeah, I was wondering if it was on our end, because I had issues on my phones the other day.
Did he reset? I mean, cut it off? How come all these callers just...
Oh, because your stack has to reset. It'll fix it.
It'll fix itself?
I think it'll fix itself.
Okay.
That computer kind of does. Anyway, in the meantime,
let's
can we do
Super
Chats?
Chat while we're waiting for that. Don't
Super Chat.
Call back, calling. We're doing Super Chat.
Super Chats.
Over on YouTube, Mark answering the biblical question.
The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean?
It means what it means. Smiley emoji with a hyphen nose.
It means what it means?
That's his answer.
Thank you.
I'm glad you have a sense of humor about it.
I know. Thank you. I appreciate it.
The Thought Watcher answering the BQ. When you live and believe thoughts.
He's answering the BQ?
Yeah.
The absence of darkness is light and the absence of evil is good. What does that mean?
When you live and believe thoughts, you're in darkness and is evil. When you live in the present, you're in the light and good, says the Thought Watcher.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I will put my 2 cents in on Sunday. James, I can't tell what's going on here because my board didn't reset.
Oh, okay. We'll reset it for you in a sec. Pastor Chatelet over on pilled.net, 111 gold pills.
Thank you, Pastor.
Proud member of the Coon Kingdom with Unca Jesse. Amazing. Let's go cooning and thumping. Exclamation mark.
All the way to glory. Thank you. Amazing.
Renesio Jesse, what does the treasure chest sound like?
Amazing.
It's a false alarm, D-Live crew.
Right.
Renesio, 3 coffees.
Forgot to ask
my thumper question. My friend said we are God, and the way he explained it made sense. What do you think? Should we stop smoking peyote?
Yeah, I wouldn't think about that right now. Wait and let it be shown to you. Because if you think about it, who is he talking to?
Probably on the phone with Bill, maybe. Oh. Who knows?
Because if you think about it, all thoughts are all lies all the time. Leave it blank and let the Spirit of Truth show you what that means. All right? Thank you.
Okay. Jermaine. Hi, Jesse. Good morning to you and the crew. Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
That's right.
I was able to see what this verse means, but what's this one means? For I, the Lord, thy God, am a jealous God.
Meaning that you can't put anything before him? He can't help you when you do that because you have another God. Your wife, your children, your money, your house, your friends, your feeling, your emotions. When you're into emotions, anyone that's into emotions, whether they're good for your emotion or bad for your anger emotion or bad feeling emotion, that's your God. You worship that. And that's why no one can take it away from you. So you can't have anything before him. Amazing. Thank you.
Mike Young, hey, Jesse and Bond family, I just want you guys to prepare yourself. You now have a nutcase who is running for governor in California.
That lady, huh?
Governess.
I didn't know that female was running for governor until last night when she acted that way about the interview.
Right. I feel like some months back I might have heard something to this effect, but I had forgotten about it too if I ever knew.
I don't even remember ever knowing there was she was running.
Kim Porter, is that the one?
Yeah.
We'll get to her.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mike Young.
Oh, amazing.
Brace
Thank
yourself.
You, Mike.
I doubt that she would win. Jermaine BQ, you're Oh, answering the biblical question.
The absence of darkness is light, and the absence of good is evil. What does that mean?
You're now one with the truth, one with the Father, says Jermaine.
Amazing. Thank you. I appreciate it. I put my two cents on Sunday. Let me stop there.
We'll read more later,
guys. I
want
to go back to Tiffany because of time here. And I was talking to Tiffany. Tiffany.
Yes.
Nice. You can hear me now?
Yes, I can.
So, I forgot where we were on this, but I do know that your husband should be taking you away from them, not putting them into your life. And when you tell him that, what does he say?
Not like I told you before, he said, you know, right now it's, we just stay away from him, but eventually we need to work this out. And I don't know if I agree or disagree right now just because of all the turmoil going on.
No, you want them out of your life, and you were right for speaking up to them. But just don't be angry at them. They're asleep. They're lost, and they can't help it. But be glad that they're mad and that they're gone, and don't do anything to bring evil back into your life. You bring evil back if you allow your mother-in-law to come back into your life. And tell the kids that mother-in-law is gone. She's evil, and I don't want you guys around her.
Yeah, and we've already kind of discussed that with our kids.
Be
like,
clear with that. Don't be kind of doing it. Be clear with it.
Right, right. Yeah. And, you know, I've had, I think the thoughts have been getting to me the past few months with them, and it's been controlling me, so I do need to work on that.
Controlling you how? How they get into you?
Their behaviors, they're just...
I mean the thoughts.
Just in my mind. Just how they've been affecting our lives, I guess. You know.
But they only did it because you allow them into your life to destroy you.
Right. I agree.
Why did you put up with it for so long?
Because at first I didn't see
the
stuff that was going on.
Yeah.
I really didn't. I think I was fooled.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we were actually not really, we weren't in the family. We had just moved to Kentucky like recently, and you know, we've only been living here the past year, and so I just started to notice it, so.
Yeah. Well, be glad that you finally spoke up. Don't let the thoughts tell you, oh, you did the wrong thing, or you should have done that. You need to apologize and bring her back. That's your mother-in-law. That's the grandmother to your children. Don't fall for any of those lies.
I agree. Yeah. Absolutely.
You want a hole or you, that's it?
I think that's it, and thank you.
Yeah. Are you doing a silent prayer? No.
No.
That means no. Can you hold?
Yeah, I can hold.
All right, hold on. What the? Hate news is coming, not the fake news. One more hour to go. I'll be back in a moment. Hate news right now. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor. Top quality. Specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee.
A whole lot of magic.
mess going on in the world, such as, well, severe weather. Watch out for that nor'easter, you guys over on the East Coast. California's pushing school lunches. Ridiculous. Well, actually, they've already did that, and they're banning ultra-processed, quote-unquote, ultra-processed foods, meaning all the good stuff. Now, I'm kidding, kids. Don't eat the good stuff. Don't eat the ultra-processed stuff, necessarily. Although kids can have it. It's the adults who shouldn't be having it, I think. Other stuff going on in the world, such as Dolly Parton. Her health she addressed the rumors about her health. You know, she's getting up there in age. This is the end of hour two of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Bible Thumper Thursday. Shout out to the Bible Thumpers. October 9th, AD 2025. There is one line open. You can call in right now, even during fake news, not fake news, to get on hold, to get on air with JLP. All right. And then after the Jesse Lee Peterson Show, the Hake Report, and then American Anchor Baby. By the way, we had an excellent or an mildly entertaining, interesting. Some of you guys didn't like it. Some of you guys did. Punchy TV yesterday. All right. Punchy TV. It's up on audio podcast as well as Punchy TV on YouTube. We also streamed it on some of Jesse's alternative channels, Jesse Lee Peterson's alternative channels. Nice. Comedy Nonsense Network, CNN reports, a nor'easter, N-O-R apostrophe, Easter, could develop this weekend and bring strong winds and heavy rain for much of the East Coast into early next week, okay? It could turn out to be a full-fledged and rather significant, quote-unquote, storm system, the Weather Prediction Center warned. A nor'easter, if you don't know, is a coastal storm named based on the direction from which its winds slam into the coast. Northeast comes from the northeast. Nor'easters are notorious for producing snow in winter, but they can occur any time of the year, bringing heavy rain instead. Meanwhile, in parts of the southwest, more than a month's worth of rain could fall within days as the week comes to a close, raising the risk of dangerous floods. So watch out, you guys in the southwest. Is that where we are? But I don't see any rain on the horizon until, like, Tuesday. I don't know. But sometimes it rains and it doesn't say that it's supposed to rain. And school lunches, California made history. Wednesday, California is history. By enacting the first law in the United States to define and ultimately ban so-called ultra-processed foods in the state's public schools, the Real Food Healthy Kids Act, signed into law by Beta Governor Gavin Newsom, requires public health, so-called officials, and scientists to determine which foods are most harmful to human health, including those that may contain ingredients like non-nutritive sweeteners or high amounts of saturated fat, sodium, and added sugar. Any ultra-processed food of concern would then be phased out of the school food supply. On average, children in the United States get nearly two-thirds of their calories from ultra-processed foods, packed full of additives and high-calorie sugars, salt, and fat, according to a recent CDC report. They're trying to address the fat kids. Shout out, the fat kids. Dolly Parton responds to rumors about her health. The country music icon, they call her, wants everyone to know she's fine and, quote-unquote, not dying. Dolly Parton said she's just been busy working 9 to 5. I guess that's a reference to one of her old songs, right? The number of the day is 10. That's how many inmates escaped from that New Orleans jail nearly 5 months ago, triggering a multi-state manhunt. The last of the 10 prisoners was finally captured on Wednesday, 5 months later, following a standoff with police. Were they all black, or was some of them white or Hispanic or what? But shout out. And nice. Good work. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP. Hour 3. Thank you.
got to stand up strong. Make the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. Stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. It's the third hour. Good morning. You can get involved by going by calling 888-775-3773-888-77-JESSE. And my biblical question, the absence of darkness is light. The absence of darkness is light. The absence of evil is good. The absence of evil is good. What does that mean? What does it mean? Amazing question, huh? Yes, Jesse, that is an amazing question. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And if you're running around and you just can't sit and watch the show, you can podcast anywhere in the world. We are here around the world. So you can listen on your phone, whether you're working out or making breakfast, lunch, whatever you're doing. You can listen to the show as it is happening on your phone as well by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Thursday. And because we love the Bible Thumpers, we take all calls, but every Thursday is Bible Thumper Thursday. Oh, Lord.
All right, brother.
He's
Are you ready?
He's drunk as a bastard.
He's drunk as a badger. Go ahead. Let that Holy Ghost language come up out of you.
Oh,
go ahead.
Nah. Running for my life. Fire. White people, y'all ain't got no better ass than black. What the? Now, that's acting black. Let me go quickly back to Tiffany, a first-time caller out of Kentucky. Tiffany.
Yes.
So you're fighting with your mom-in-law. You're in your head feeling guilty about what has happened, but you don't do the silent prayer, and why not?
Well... I don't have an answer other than I need to start.
You don't have an answer?
No.
How will you realize, how will you know that you're consulting with evil? Every time you consult with thoughts by believing one thought after another one, after another one, after another one, you are one with evil. How will you know that so you can stop doing that if you can't see what's going on inside of you?
Good question. I won't know, I guess.
Yeah, you won't, because you can't see the darkness.
Right. And that's where I think I messed up with this, unfortunately, because I didn't see it.
Right. And the reason you don't see because you're one with darkness. And the darkness right. can't perceive darkness. And so you're not seeing that. You're consulting with thoughts. You're believing them. And that's what all people do until they overcome. They consult with one thought after another one. The thought tell you to do this. The thought told you to go off on your in-law. Tell them the truth, finally. You told them. And then the thought told you, oh, now you feel bad. The fact they gone now. Now you feel bad. You should have done that. And then you consult with the thought about something else. You're consulting with evil.
Right.
How right. will you stop if you don't have the light to stop you?
I won't ever stop unless I do, you know, when I quit these thoughts, I have to quit them.
Yeah, but you can't until you can see them.
Right.
So I recommend you do the silent prayer if you want to be free, but if you love your misery, don't do it.
No, I don't love my misery. I don't.
Have you forgiven your mother?
I have.
You went to?
I went to my own mother, yes. And we're actually mending our relationship right now as we speak. And she has apologized, and I have forgiven her for everything.
Right on. And yeah. How about your father?
He is since deceased.
Oh, okay. But you realize he loved you, right?
Yes, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah.
Do you know if your husband is working on himself?
He's forgiven his parents. Has a good relationship with his dad, actually, right now.
Right on.
More so than he ever has, so...
Well, tell him to do what he wants, of course, but tell him to keep his mother out of his life. Don't be trying to bring her back in. Because if she's angry that you finally stood up, that meant that she wanted to control his family.
Absolutely. Yeah. I agree.
Any other questions?
No, I think that's it, Jesse. I appreciate your time.
You're welcome. So don't be trying to bring that lady back into your life. You've done the right thing. Just don't resent her. She can't help it.
I need to not resent all of what has been said, I think, too. Yeah. I need to let that go.
Right, because they didn't say it to you. They said it to your ego.
Right.
And whatever you said to them, it was to their ego. So forget it and move on. But you kind of don't bring grandma back into those children's life. She'll destroy them. She'll turn them against you.
Yeah, that's what I'm afraid of, too.
Yeah.
That's been on my mind, too, so. Yep.
All
okay,
right.
Well, thank you so much, Jesse.
You're welcome, and you stay with it, all right?
All right.
What a mess! All right, Tiffany.
All right.
Take care now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 888-775-3773. Remember I said that if you are hurting, it's because you are wrong. If you're hurting, you are wrong. And God is love, and he never has and never will give you pain, any kind of pain, for any reason at all. God does not give pain. He does not give loneliness, depression, suicidal thoughts, worry, looking for love. He doesn't do any of those things. God, he does not give you, make you an alcoholic or drug addict or anything, drag queen or anything. You are wrong if you're suffering. And I don't care if you're a preacher, a non-preacher, or so-called expert, or Bible thumper, or whatever. If you're suffering, you are wrong. And there's no need to suffer. And you could be free right now and never suffer again. Not from this point forward, and never suffer again. I promise you that if you want it. Eternal life is for all who want it. This is from the, is it Isaiah? The Isaiah Factor / Fox 26. I haven't seen this yet. My producer told me about it this morning, so I'm seeing it for the first time as you all are seeing it. A former Houston pastor sit down with Isaiah to talk about his mental health struggles. Organized religion and how to cope with past trauma. This is from Isaiah Factor / Fox 26. Watch this.
Every message that I preached during the time I started pastoring, I didn't believe any of it.
Jonathan was experiencing depression while also suffering from a spiritual crisis as a pastor. Besides the death of his parents from dementia and aging, he says he could not find a good job. And to top it all, his wife of many years, the mother of his children, was leaving him.
It was ending after 30 years. I stayed in that house for several weeks by myself. In fact, you know, I was weighing about 182 pounds then. It got so bad I got down to 150.
Jonathan says he was struggling to survive financially while his life was also falling apart. He said on Sundays he was preaching a positive message, all while being consumed in darkness.
Sound like the Pharisees during Christ's days, huh? They were dressing up on the outside, but inwardly the glass was dirty. What the? In the midst of the former pastor's depression, he tried to call a woman he respected for help. Watch this.
I purchased a gun, actually a 380. I walked out of that store with it, and the whole time I was in that truck, I was contemplating, I need somebody to talk me out of this. The only person that I knew when I was sitting in that truck was a woman that I had a lot of respect for. And when I got there to her home, nobody was there. If I just had a moment to talk to her, you know, she could have helped me change my mind about what I was thinking about doing. Right. I made it to my house eventually. When I went inside my house, I remember running my tub full of water. And to this day, I can't understand why. I started drinking. I started popping all of the over-the-counter drugs that I had. Afterwards, I made a phone call to a male friend of mine. I have no idea what I said. I got the 380, I started shooting up the house. And as I was shooting up the house, I was screaming at the top of my voice, I helped everybody you wanted me to help. I've helped other pastors build their churches, but yet my life has to come to this point and you can't do nothing for me?
What the? I did all that to help other people, you help. He helped no one. What the? You and I cannot help ourselves. How can we help anyone else? The former pastor tried to set the house on fire and was arrested for shooting at peace officers. What the? Why is this?
And then I remember I went in my garage, I grabbed a gas can, and I poured it all over my house from bedroom to bedroom. I lit the gas, the house went up in flames. I fell to the floor. I sat up against the wall, put the gun to my head. And while the gun was to my head, I was choking. I had taken in so much soot and smoke into my mouth, and I pulled the trigger.
Paramedics saved him, but Jonathan says police officers were charging him. Remember that wild shooting spree in his home he told you about? Well, that came with consequences.
He said, well, we're going to have to arrest you.
It's in the Word. I told you, the Bible can't save you. The Bible can't save you. You can read the Bible until the cows come home, and you're still going to be miserable. You're going to be angry. You're going to be revengeful. You have no love. You're not loving your neighbor as yourself. You don't even love yourself. The pastor blamed the church for his anger, and after being released, claimed he found peace. Watch this.
Donovan, after being sentenced to probation on his first ever offense, he was forever changed after that attempt on his life. The longtime pastor found himself angry at the very institution he had become a part of. In fact, he considers the church a culprit in his mental demise, a cancer, if you will, on society in general.
What happened in the church that made you lose faith?
Harmful theology. Every harmful theology and gaslighting. Every Sunday, I went to church, even before I pastored. I always used to hear pastors just criticize members, using the Word of God, criticizing. I was smart enough to know what that looked like and what it sounded like. What they're saying is not about Jesus Christ. It's about their relationship with you. But somehow they mingled it to make it seem as if, though, it's about your relationship with God. But they never taught it that way.
Jonathan never looked back, and he never returned to the church.
I could never go back to to religion, understanding what it is. I can never go back to it.
Instead, he says he found his peace in farming the land around his home, and most importantly, the music, that saxophone that he loves so much.
Amazing. Oh, amazing. What do you think about that, Anchor Babe? Have you seen that before?
No, I hadn't.
What do you think about that?
The guy, it's so interesting. I mean, he ended up, at the end there.
Come here, Hank.
He's like, it sounded like he was saying something like he's smarter now. He's smartened up. I'm too smart. I know what that looks like, but he was like deceived in it. In his mind, I don't know how he squares that. But I mean, essentially, my take is he ended up staying angry. He ended up staying mad, and Maybe. he calls it like peace, and he's smarter now and all that. But he just went off to be the same guy.
What do you think? Did you watch that?
Yeah.
This is Hank, one of the experts as well, Anchor Baby, an expert here on the show. What do you think about that?
I found it interesting that
very interesting.
That he sort of fell into the world. You know, he was in the world and of the world in the church. And then he became back into the world and of the world with this mental health stuff. Because that's lost. Like, he's still lost. He's just taking comfort in farming, which is a comforting thing sometimes. Work, you know, it's good for you. And then music, which is just, that's not real peace.
That's for sure.
But it's a nice pastime. But I also thought about the fact that he said he'll never go back into religion again. He knows what it's about.
One thing about that is that God has nothing to do with religion.
Yeah,
God
that's what I was thinking about.
God is not in religion at all.
Yeah, these ideas about this religion stuff.
Yeah.
He was just faking it the whole time, and he knew it.
Yeah, amazing. God is not in religion.
I liked his Black King shirt. T-shirt, by the way.
Oh, I didn't even pay attention to that.
He had a chess piece king that was here, and it said Black King. He thinks he's a king, maybe.
And also, he's not going to find peace in plowing the land either.
Right.
It ain't in the land. It ain't in the Bible. It ain't in religion. It's inside of him. That's amazing how that he was preaching the word and had no peace.
Yep.
And I mean, this guy was like, according to him, at suicidal point.
And homicidal suicide, because he was shooting up the place. That could have hit somebody. He's lucky it didn't.
What a mess. And he called a woman for help. What the?
I didn't catch that part.
He said that. What did he say? He had a, there was a woman that he wanted.
I was distracted.
A woman he respected.
Yeah.
It was the day he was buying that firearm. Looks like he went to her house, but she wasn't there. So he never even got the advice from her, but he was saying that he went out to seek her help.
Right. Hmm. And we're hoping that she can talk him out of it.
If suicide. He says that if he had talked to her, it wouldn't have gone to do what he did.
Right. What a mess.
So he may think.
Right. When you're raw, when you're hurting, you are raw. It's in you. And it's not from God. It has nothing to do with God. God does not give you pain, period. Some people say, well, God let me, God caused me to suffer because God was trying to teach me a lesson. That's a lie. God doesn't ever try to teach you anything. Not through pain, that's for sure. Somebody need to tell that pastor he got to drop his anger, the anger, and stop listening to thoughts. All thoughts are all lies all the time. And he can play the saxophone until the cows come home. My son used to play saxophone.
I used to play it too.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. I was taught saxophone in seventh grade. So seventh and eighth grade, I played saxophone.
You didn't like it?
I did. I really enjoyed it.
Why'd you stop then?
Because it was just for band.
Oh, so your life stopped when band stopped?
Well, saxophone is not life, Jesse. Nice. It wasn't even my own saxophone. It was from the school or the band teacher or whatever. Nice.
Amazing. You don't have to be. You don't have to be emotionally miserable, folks. God is a dispassionate God. He is not an emotional God. When you're emotional, you're of your father, evil. You're of your father, the devil. Whether it's feel good emotion or anger, they're both the same. One other quick one I want to get to here. My last week biblical question was, what was the hate?
I have it.
What was, what it mean to protect your faith? Something like that, right?
Yeah, I think so. What does it mean to defend the faith?
Yeah, what does it mean to defend the faith? Well, apparently, and I haven't seen this, my producer was telling me that here's another pastor that was supposed to be explaining that, a guy by the name of Bodie Bochum. Pastor Bodie Bochum delivered a sermon on how to defend the Christian faith. Watch it from Corinth.
When we talk about defending the faith, a lot of times people get upset about defending the faith. We get upset. We don't like the idea of apologetics. We don't like the idea of, you know, us claiming to be right. Always be ready to give an answer to anyone who asks you the reason for the hope that is in you, yet do it with gentleness and respect. The way I define apologetics is this: knowing what you believe and why you believe it, and being able to communicate that to others in a winsome and effective manner. So when we destroy arguments, that's how we destroy arguments. Amen? And then take every thought captive. Think through these things. Develop your own biblical theological understanding in these areas. And hold fiercely to biblical truth. And this is the way we'll navigate through these waters. Not all of us have to stand in the same post. Not all of us have to do the same work. But all of us, in principle, have to be about this same business. And so oftentimes, you know, people will say, I'll get this from people. Well, you know, you talk about all of these ideologies and all these theories and so on and so forth, but I don't hear you talking about ABC, XYZ, fill in the blanks. Man, nobody can talk about everything. Amen?
Did you understand that? I don't even know what apologetic means.
I know what apologetics means, kind of.
What?
What I've heard that apologetics is...
My producer said, Derek said, basically defending the faith is giving an answer when asked a question. What the? But anyway, thank you, Derek.
Apologetics is proving the Bible true through arguments, through debates and arguments, and proven stuff is right. Christian apologetics, for example, is proving Christianity through intellectual logic.
But you can't prove Christianity through intellectual logic. How are you going to prove that? Does it say apologetic in the Bible?
I don't know.
Where did the word apologetic come from?
Greek or something, apologia, something like that.
So this man inspired...
Not to be confused with apologizing, which is being sorry. Apologetics is like defending. Defending through argument, rational argument.
This man inspired?
Yeah, Pastor Vadi, who was on Uncle Tom along with you and others, he died pretty recently.
At the tender age
of like 56, if I'm not mistaken.
May his soul rest in peace.
Yeah.
Well, I can't yell at him if he's dead.
Yeah, we can't be disrespecting the... Not that you would be disrespectful.
No, I wouldn't be. Nick, you understand that?
What he was saying?
All that apologetic stuff. Yeah, did you understand what he was saying?
I mean, I understood him. Like, I understood the language.
What did you understand about it?
Well, I understood what he was trying to say, although I don't know if I believe it. But essentially, he was saying, yeah, here's the part that I don't believe. He's saying, when asked a question, basically defending the faith is knowing what you believe, is basically how he summarized it. And I thought to myself, but I mean, people who really know what they believe don't have to study and tell themselves that they know it.
That's for sure.
They just know it.
Yeah.
And they don't have to go around apologeticsing for it. But anyways. So.
Hate you sent me a note.
Yeah, because you're Derek, your black apologetics extraordinaire producer.
The little young coon.
He does what Pastor Vadi said to do.
What?
Exactly. He defends the faith very well. He knows what he believes in the Bible.
Oh, nice.
1 Peter 3:15. I'll do 3:15 and 16 if you don't mind.
Okay.
Sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Be ready always to give an answer to every man who asketh you a reason, the hope for the hope that is in you, with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you as of evildoers, they may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. That's what Derek does. That's what you do. It's great.
We black.
Yeah. Black and born again. No, Anchor Baby doesn't do that. He gets nasty. He's vicious.
What are you talking about?
What?
Are you talking about giving an answer about the Bible?
You don't do it with meekness and fear like like Jesse and Derek.
Nasty with it.
They're good, nice Christians.
Beta.
And you're a mean Christian.
Damn.
that first pastor we showed, Pastor Isaiah.
Yeah.
His name wasn't Isaiah. He was on Isaiah Factor or something.
Right.
That may improve that reading the Bible don't help you. It's not going to save you. Going to church, being a Christian, not going to save you. Being into religion, not going to save you.
Preaching and teaching and helping others won't save you.
Won't save you. Isn't that amazing?
Yep.
What a mess. When I come back, your phone calls. The treasure chest is now open on DLive and stretch off on pews.net. I'll be back in a moment to your calls and super chats. You know, Christmas is coming up. Thanksgiving, Christmas, and New Year's, all that coming up. I have some amazing books that would make for excellent gifts. I have the antidote. Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. And then Rage, From Rage to Responsibility. Check it out. Scam, How the Black Leadership Exploits Black Americans. And last but not least, A Little Small Pocket Guide, The 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. A little, just a little thin piece of book, but it's so good. So check them out. You can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I can sign them if you order them that way. If you don't want me to sign them, no problem. You can order from Amazon.com, all right? Okay, folks, welcome back. 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m., top of this hour, right after my show. The Hake, H-A-K-E Report. You don't want to miss it. And for the new listeners, if you have not heard the Hake Report, you have been missing it. And after the Hake Report, the American Anchor Baby. You're missing that as well. So the Hake Report is coming up. And right after the Hake, the American Anchor Baby at 11 a.m. Pacific time, from 11 to 1 Pacific time. You don't want to miss it, really. So you got to tune in. You will not be disappointed. And tomorrow, if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise, brand new episode of the FallenState.tv. Very interesting discussion with Doormat Mom. Mom! She is an author and social media personality. Watch this.
Next time on The Fallen State.
There's a huge epidemic going on where good parents end up with ungrateful adult kids.
You refer to your kids as ungrateful bastards.
That's exactly what these kids are. They're ungrateful little bastards.
What the? Would you ever call her up and apologize?
She needs to come to me.
Amazing. Do you have anger?
No. Either we're going to keep this conversation of what I'm doing or we're going to end it.
What a grandma. Grandpa, tell me about the good old days. TheFallenState.tv. You can become a member of The Fallen State right there on the YouTube channel there, or jessaleepeterson.locals.com. Support the Fallen State. Let me go back to the busy phones, and I do appreciate your support, folks. Let me go to Brian. He's been waiting a while out of Michigan. Brian, you are on the air.
Good morning, Jesse.
Hey, Brian.
How are you today?
All is well.
Nice. I just wanted to touch base with you again. I've talked to you a couple, three times. And one of the last times that I spoke with you, it was about my mother. The first time that I spoke with you, I talked about my mother and that I moved her into my house. And you told me, oh, no, you moved another devil into your house. And I didn't really understand at that time what you were talking about. But it wasn't soon after that I started understanding.
And what caused you to understand?
Well, the light of God. That's all I can say.
Did she go crazy or something? What happened?
No, she didn't go crazy. Just, I guess her little quirks. Just her in her own mind. And
yeah.
I don't think she was. She told us that she told my wife and myself that she was happy here, but she wasn't.
Yeah.
Obviously, because of things that she was doing. And I work all day, so it was really my wife helping her with things that she really didn't need help with. I guess in a way you could say we did kind of treat her like a child, because she does have a disability, but she's not. She identifies as a cripple, but she's not. She can walk, but she uses that as a, she identifies with it. So she believes it. And she doesn't, she didn't want to use the restroom. She wanted to be able to just take care of her business in her room and someone else then take care of that.
Whoa.
And that's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
And it was really causing a problem. And, you always say have a wait and see attitude.
Yeah.
And I waited for like 2 years. And finally last weekend, I didn't even think about it. My wife had taken her to the store with her. And when she got to the store, my wife called me complaining about things that were going on. And the wife came back because the mom forgot her debit card. And I just got up and walked out into the driveway and I told mom, hey, I didn't come right out and say, hey, mom, you got to go. You're causing problems. I just said, mom, I really think that you need more help than what we can give you. And I think we need to make other arrangements. And the first thing out of her mouth was, well, I'm just going to call the grandson, which is my son. I'm just going to go stay there. And I thought, you popped right into my head, because I thought, yep, she's just going to go impose her will on somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I just said to her, mom, I think you need 24-hour care. I said, I think you should just go somewhere where somebody else can help you. And no. And she did. She came right in the house and called my son, and I knew that he would, oh, yeah, you can come on over here.
Wow.
And I think in his mind, he thinks that she's got money.
Oh.
I had my mom's husband passed away. They lived out in the country. They had 5 acres of property. I knew she couldn't take care of it. I didn't want to take care of it. And so I told her, mom, I really think you should just sell the house. And at that time, I was going to have her just go to a home where she could have someone else look after her. Not necessarily an old folks home, but somewhere where she could just have some extra help.
Right.
And at first she was all for it, and then she was against it. And I said, well, then maybe you need to come here, mom. And that was before I started listening to you. And yeah, that was a mistake. And I moved her in, and it didn't cause problems really between my wife and I, but I could see it coming, because my wife, she was getting angry. She was getting agitated.
Yeah.
And she was calling me at work, putting that onto me.
Yeah.
Not that I can't handle it, but I didn't want to listen to it. And I thought, you know, I got to do something here. And I waited longer, but then last weekend it came to a head, and yep, she finally moved out, and now she's trying other tactics of she put the cable bill in her name. And of course, a day after she moved out, she must have called them and, oh yeah, get this out of my name, turn it off. And we already knew that was going to happen. So we already had other arrangements, and sure enough, it got turned off. And so then the wife kind of retaliated in a way and said, well, because we put her on our cell phone plan. And so then yesterday the wife was like, well, I'm just going to call and cancel her phone off from our bill. That'll save us money.
Yeah.
And I said, well, hey, that's fine.
Yeah.
But I said, you also got to remember, we're still carrying the little baby who's actually an adult, our 26-year-old son. We were still paying his cell phone bill. And I told her, I said, well, if you're going to cut her out, we need to cut him out too, because all these people are an adult and they need to start taking care of themselves.
That's right.
Said, We're in our time where we need to enjoy ourselves and we need to have our peace. So it's all over and done. And I don't know if I can say it feels like a big weight lifted off my shoulders, but it sure is a lot calmer around the house.
Right on. Why did you have your son on yourself at that age?
The wife just kept him on there, and I told her.
But why did you let her do that?
A beta.
Oh, yeah. Beta!
Yeah, a beta. We just told him yesterday. He come in the house after work to visit with us for a minute, and he was all happy. And his mother came out and said, oh, hey, I want to let you know that you're going to have to start looking for your own cell phone plan because we're going to cancel you. And boy, did his attitude change quick.
Yep. Nobody love nobody. It's all use. They just want to use you. You use them. And it's not about love at all. And that's a good example of it.
You are exactly right. So other callers that called up too today really, kind of played into what I'm talking with you about. And yeah, it's just crazy.
Where did your mother go?
She went to my son's.
Oh, so he did take her in.
Yeah.
He's going to live to regret that.
I told him in the driveway when he came to pick her up, we haven't really talked. He got mad at me because I wouldn't co-sign a loan for him. He wanted to buy, when mom was selling her house, he wanted to buy it. And he ended up calling me up telling me that he couldn't get a loan through the bank right now because he had just started a new job, and I just need you to co-sign for me, Dad. And I told him, I said, I can't do that.
That's right. Never co-sign for someone. What the?
He said, and I had found you by this time. And he said, well, why? You don't have to worry about it. I can make the payment. And I told him, I said, son, you can't predict the future, nor can I.
Yeah.
You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And if I sign on that line and you can't make that payment, now I'm stuck.
Absolutely.
And I don't want it.
Yeah.
I said, it's not my responsibility. I said, if you can't do it on your own, then it wasn't meant to be. And I said, even if you can do it on your own, it still might not have meant to be.
Right.
And yeah, it's crazy. I can't. Like I was going to say, he came over last Sunday to pick her up. And him and I stood in the driveway and we talked for the first time in probably 8 or 9 months. And he's like, he was asking me, what's going on? Told him, I said, I just can't deal with it no more. It's too much. And I said, I told her she needs to go somewhere where she can get some extra care. Oh, Dad, I can't let her go to a home. And I said, why not? Well, because that's grandma. And I said, so what? That's my mom.
Yeah.
I said, you're not responsible for her. And I told him, I didn't realize it at the time. I wasn't responsible for her.
That's right.
I said, you know who was responsible for her? Her husband that passed away.
Yeah.
It was up to him to make the way to make sure, because usually the man dies first. Doesn't always happen. Not all, but most. The man dies first.
Yeah.
And it's up to the man to make preparation for if that happens.
And the man died first because the wife killed the man with all her stress and worry and evil stuff.
But I think maybe now I've been telling the wife, I said, look, you keep thinking that there's good people, and I keep telling you, no one's good.
Yeah.
I said, everyone's evil. Yeah. No, there's not. I said, as soon as you say something that somebody doesn't like, you watch the hell come out of them.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely. And
I told her, I said, just like you say, I said, you know who your worst enemy is? Myself. I said, no, your family.
Yep.
I said, yeah, your worst enemy can be you because you're thinking in your head.
You notice how your son got mad as soon as you told him you're going to take him off the cell phone thing? He got angry. He didn't love you guys. If he had love, he wouldn't have got angry because he would have understood, you're right, I'm a grown man. I can take care of myself.
See, my son, her grandson that my mom moved in with, I think he thinks that she still has money. Because when she sold the house, she had money. And she moved in here. And good grief, I thought my house was an Amazon distribution center. She was constantly ordering off from Amazon. She's 77 years old, and you thought that woman had a full-time job and worked 7 days a week, 10, 12 hours a day.
So she can order from Amazon, but she can't get up and go to the bathroom?
Yep.
What a mess.
It was a mess.
Yeah. You know, parents make children feel that somehow or another they owe them something. So, especially mothers, let me move in with you. It's not your fault that the parents didn't take care of their lives while they were younger and set themselves up. So if they did go wrong, they'll be able to take care of themselves in another way without imposing themselves on their children.
That's right.
And when the mothers got that bad.
When I was 25 years old, I bought my first home.
Yeah, me too.
And it was a 25-year loan.
Yeah.
So right then, I made up my mind. Of course, I'm sure I know it was just a thought. Wasn't my thought. But at that point, I thought, all right, by the time I'm 50, I'm going to have my house paid off, cars paid off, and I'm just going to have regular bills.
Right on.
I missed it by 1 year.
Amazing.
So I was 51 when I paid off my house, I paid off my cars, and I'll never go in debt again, especially now that I know the truth about how the world works. It's all against you.
Yep.
The banks, they're not out to help you. They're out to stick it to you. It's just money in their pocket. The government isn't for you. They're just out to stick it to you. You know, I tell people when we get into a talk about government, I explain it to them as I look at it as how the Israelites were when they were led out of the wilderness. Actually, it was probably their descendants. I think most of them died in the wilderness because they wandered for 40 years. But once they ended up in the land of so-called milk and honey, they seen all the other nations that they had a king. And they wanted a king, but they didn't realize that God was their king. He was the one that they needed to follow.
Absolutely.
And so they went ahead and got a king, and Samuel told them, if you get a king, he's going to take your sons, your daughters, your money, your livestock. No, we still want a king. Okay. And they picked King Saul. And why did they pick him? Oh, because he was tall and handsome. He had
what
no
a mess.
Right. It's no different now.
Yeah.
Different years later, different technology, but the mind of a human being is the same.
It sure is. 100%. It's still
evil.
100%, Brian. Brian, amazing call. Because of time, man, I could go on and on with you, but I got to end it because of time.
I understand.
But amazing call. Your son will live to regret moving his grandmother to his house.
Ain't that much, he would.
Ain't that much money in the world.
No, she's broke. She told my wife. She told my wife about a month ago. Something happened at the store. Her debit card got rejected or something, and my wife had to pay. And when they got in the car, my wife asked her, what's going on with your card? Oh, there's just nothing on it. I'm broke. And my wife was like, what? She's like, yeah, I've been broke for a while now. And I told the wife, I said, well, yeah, it makes sense because the Amazon distribution center here at the house stopped about 6 months ago. And I told her, I said, I think I told you back then, I bet your mom's broke. Oh, and tomorrow we're going to the bank and getting my mother put my wife and me on her account. And now that she's with my son, We just want off from, we want all ties taken away. We're getting our name taken off her account. I don't want nothing to do with it.
Right on, man.
Because if they go and start bouncing checks, they're going to come back onto me.
Absolutely. Brian, so, amazing, man.
Thank you, sir. And thank you for everything you do for everyone. And I love you, brother.
Love you too, Brian. And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it.
You got it. And I do the silent prayer every morning, every night, and I'm present all day.
Right on. Amazing.
All right.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
Amazing call. Super chat. That's Super amazing.
Super chats.
Somebody waking up. What the?
Nice. Eric Five Coffee's lies produce lies, and truth produces truth. Thoughts produce thoughts, and spirit produces spirit. JLP.
Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Someone three coffees, Jesse. Isn't this interesting? I was a young kiddo, and I called my dad Alan, but my stepdad, I called him Dad. What should my dad have done? I eventually called my dad Dad because I was older.
That's right. I called my stepfather by his first name, Alex, and I called my dad Dad. Amazing. Thank you.
Thank you, someone. Groove and Mastiff, three coffees. I've overcome so much since I've started to wake up, but there's still one thing I don't understand. Why? Why did it have to be George, Lord?
Why George, Lord, not George?
Have an amazing day, and God bless.
Thank you.
Thank you, Groove and three coffees.
Yeah.
Kayla, three. What does it mean to hate evil? Like in Psalm 97:10, ye that love the Lord hate evil. He preserves the souls of his saints. He delivers them out of the hand of the wicked. And she goes on with other examples.
Don't identify with it. Don't agree with it or disagree with it. Have no room for it at all. Amazing. Thank you.
Amos 5:15, hate the evil and love the good.
Yeah.
Going on. She says, thank you.
Thank you. And stay with it.
Thanks, Kayla.
Yeah.
John 5, coffees. Jesse, I got me some Punchies coffee. P-U-N-C-H-I-E's coffee. It punched the beta right out of me. Alpha. By Punchies. Be alpha.
Good. I have my own coffee. JesseLeePeterson.shop. Amazing. Thank you.
Very nice, John. Thank you. Yeah. Rex, Psalm 53:1. The fool says in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt, doing abominable iniquity. There is none who does good. Hey, Jesse and Bond crew, God bless. Says Rex.
Amazing. Thank you.
Cool.
And thank you for your support. Amazing.
Joseph on Cash App. That's Bond JLP on Cash App. Keep on trumping.
Keep on trucking. Thank you, Joseph. I appreciate it.
Anthony on Cash App. Okay, Maxine, put the wig down and come on out with your hands up.
Amazing. Thank you, Anthony.
Eugene, 5. BuyMeACoffee.com/JLP Talk.
Right on.
I drank for many years. I forgave my mom and my dad. Silent prayer took away the drinking. Thank you, Jesse.
I rest my case. Amazing. Thank you.
5 coffees from Eric. You can't think your way to perfect peace. You have to know everything is perfect and that you are at peace. Slow down.
You cannot think your way out of your troubles. You cannot think your way out of your problems. You will never be able to think your way out of it. So stop it. You cannot think your way out of it at all. Amazing. Thank you.
And he says, silent prayer.
Right on. RebuildingAMan.com/silent prayer. Do it and stay with it. Amazing.
Mike Young. Hey, Jesse, I think that's a great time to have that black pastor from Isaiah Factor on the Fallen State, the one who started shooting up his house and try to commit suicide.
If ever he needed to fall asleep, he needed now, Michael. What the? That's right.
Housewife hustles. 5 coffees. Hello, friends. The other day I looked up and realized I had not seen or heard Joel on the show in forever. If I may ask, is he no longer with the show? Hope all is well with him. Love you guys.
He is well. Amazing. No, not with the show and doing amazing. Thank you.
JV the Great, 3 coffees. BQ, biblical question.
The absence of darkness is light, and the absence of evil is good. What does that mean?
JV says the answer is in the question. Darkness is the evil. Light is the good. The absence of good is evil. The absence of light is darkness. Light can overcome darkness if you allow it in. says JV.
Thank you. I'll put my two cents in on Sunday. I appreciate it.
T-Flying Monkey 45, I want a black king shirt. I used to have a black Last Supper painting, too. I didn't know that. That's funny.
Me either. What? Thank you.
Brock Purdy the Great, just seen young Jesse shut down a guy about affirmative action. Jesse was a sharp young man back in the day, just like he is now.
What? Thank you. Amazing.
Yeah, some viral old videos. Eric, five coffees. People spend their lives dressing up an exterior facade while leaving the interior decrepit. Avoidance of internal work creates excessive concern for vanity. Vanity is of the devil.
Oh, amazing. Thank you.
Alex
Showcase personality. Thank
yeah.
you.
Alex from Texas, the pastor, judged and blamed everyone but himself. He blamed the church, books, people, and finally he blamed God.
That's a good point, man.
Yeah.
That's a deep point. Thank you. Absolutely. He talked about the pastor that we showed that tried to kill himself. He said, according to the soundbite. Amazing.
Someone 3, Jesse, that black preacher got angry. Sounds exactly how I behaved just recently, throwing a fit. I tried calling in, but the lines are busy.
I rest my case. Amazing.
And thank you, guys. Shout out to the DLive crew and the Rumble supporters and the YouTube monthly supporters. Thank you, guys. That's all for now, I do believe.
Amazing.
Sweet.
Nice. Thank you all very, very much. Listen, of ourselves, we can do nothing. Of ourselves, we know nothing. We don't even know what we want. We don't even know what to ask God for. Why don't you just be still and let him take over? And he will. And remember, if you're hurting, it's because you are wrong. You're wrong. And it doesn't have to be that way. You can change just like that. Amazing. TJ from Georgia. Jaime from, what is that name? Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Right, a first time call out of Virginia. Anita called back out of California. And the caller just dropped. I'm out of time. Tomorrow is Open Line Friday / Black Friday. I'll be back then if the Lord is willing and the creek don't rise. Thank you for your support. The Hate Report is coming now. The Hate Report. After that, the American Anchor, baby. Amazing. Take care.
The views, information, thoughts, and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
I have books that are amazing. I highly recommend you get them. 7 Guaranteed Steps to Spiritual, Family, and Financial Success Guide. Even if you're not starting a business, but you have a job, or you're on welfare, it can help you if you do. Be doers of the word, all right? From rage to responsibility. From rage. That's what I write about in the first chapter, especially how I overcame. Scam, how the black leadership exploits black Americans. They are using them. And blacks are too willing to be used. And then my last book, The Antidote, Healing America from the Poison of Hate, Blame, and Victimhood. They are all amazing books, and they are helpful. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com if you want an autographed copy, or call 800-411-2663.